Hey, everybody. Welcome to podcast comments show. We just had a spider in the office. Anthony did not like it at all.
No.
And
I didn't realize Anthony was that afraid of spiders.
Yeah, he came in. It was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was like, I'm quitting. I'm not going to work here anymore.
I'm going to be here.
I'm done.
I'm probably less afraid of spiders now than, at least Anthony.
Yeah. How big?
Yeah.
Tell me, like, was it bigger than a quarter?
Yeah.
For sure.
Big legs.
Yeah, it had very, very long legs. It wasn't a granddaddy long leg. It looked like a
kind of hairy,
like a brown spider.
Yeah. Probably a wolf spider, huh?
Could have been.
Might be a wolf spider.
Anyway, I was able to use a brush and a little box.
Mm-hmm.
And I relocated him.
He's outside now.
Yep. I put him in Anthony's car.
Yeah, he's dead on the concrete.
Have I told you my latest spider story?
I don't know.
Might as well, since it's topical. I find it interesting, and it might sound batshit crazy, but I'm going to still roll with it.
So, let's do it. Let's do it. What you got?
Just for a little setup, maybe, I don't know, 6 years ago, this happened kind of once where it got in my mind where, like, spiders are talking and kind of, like, conspiring against me. Because outside of where I used to live that long ago, it was kind of a swampy area out towards, like, kind of where Thick lives, you know?
Okay.
And out the front door, there was like a big wolf spider just like staring at the front door. And I did the stomp, right? I shouldn't have, but I stomped it. This is an old me, right? All the babies scattered and did their thing.
Oh, boy.
Right? Aww. I felt like bad, like, but also, whatever. I get past that. The very next night, I walk outside and there's a big ass wolf spider almost in the same exact spot looking at me. And that wigged me out, right?
Yeah.
Understandably.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay. Like they told each other about it.
Flash forward now to, I don't know, a week and a half ago. So I'm having a glass of wine at my friend's house. She lives a couple blocks away on her porch, just yapping about some stuff. And by her elbow, I see on the railing, I see a black widow.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, let me get that. So I didn't want to keep that one alive right there, even though...
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
no,
so
I kill him.
I took that out, right? Not that I was going to end up at her place the next day, so you know. I'm back at my home, my apartment, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Getting toward evening time. I haven't seen a spider in my apartment for maybe 2 years. And there was one hanging from the ceiling, pretty large. I don't know what kind it was. I mean, it wasn't a black widow or anything. But I walked by it maybe 3 times before, like, I'm talking a couple feet from my head. It was, like, at head level, hanging down by my kitchen. And
wow.
I when I noticed it, like, my gut dropped. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Too crazy. The next day, kind of they're talking, guys.
They're talking.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking. Conspiring against you.
Apparently.
I'll tell you what, running into a spider web turns into karate practice.
Yeah, I would have done a little damage over there, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, you never know, man.
I think the only time I've ever been like worried about a spider jumping on me, I think it's when we went camping one time in one of the outhouses we were using. It was like really old and rickety, and you opened it, and it was like, oh, yeah, there are cobwebs and spider webs everywhere in here. Whereas like when you sat down, you're just like, something's going to bite my anus.
That was littered with a rat.
I know it. It's going to happen.
They love anus.
Yeah.
They love the dark places, right? Is dark.
Wet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damp, if it can be. Yeah.
Black widows, particularly.
When I was growing up, I used to work on tobacco barns, and black widows, you would open a tobacco barn. They loved it because it was just all the right conditions.
All
for
the
them.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Hot, moist, damp. It was perfect.
And they're nicotine addicts, too.
I had a black widow on my motorcycle once. Like, I went out, and he was on the side of the motorcycle. I'm like, oh, no, this isn't good. Then he crawled in there. And I'm like, well, now I don't want to ride the thing.
No, hell no. Not with a black widow hanging around.
Never did find it.
Those things suck.
Man, brown recluses are, that's the shit. Like, really,
they're
that's
trickier to identify. They're a little bit smaller. They're more elusive and hide in your shoes and shit. Like,
and they're the ones that's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, they're bad. Brown recluse. Anthony walked in. Do you have a spider story?
Well, you were saying you didn't know I'm afraid of spiders, and I don't like them, but that, like your story of getting in the motorcycle, that's my thing. If I see it and then lose it, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't sleep in this place or be here anymore.
A vehicle
you. So you
makes it
kill
a different
it
thing.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vehicle. Yeah, that sucks. I get the sentiment where you're coming from there. Just, like, where is it? driving down the road and all of a sudden mm-hmm. just crawling on your leg.
Yeah. Spider talk.
Spider talk.
It's a spider podcast.
Yeah, we could do, or we could talk about, listen, we started Scrapped Survival and people liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to read some stuff.
Okay, you read it.
Like Cullen. Cullen Dagnolt, maybe, sure. That said like that. Really love this episode. I'm so excited to see Scrap back on the channel, and kudos to whoever edited this episode because it felt very fresh. Mm. Plus, I really like the music, and I really hope this video gets the love and views it deserves because I think this could be a really fun series. Cullen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cullen.
Does well as well. Yeah, How nice is Cullen?
That was really nice of Cullen to say those things.
Super nice.
Very, very nice.
I had cutting that, it was interesting how much I was slicing off because I was feeling the drag, and then it ended up being those like kind of jarring transitions.
I would say that would be my only criticism. Yeah. Was some of those transitions and slices, where they came so close to each other. Yep. I was like, whoa, I couldn't get my bearings.
Okay.
But overall, I really enjoyed it, and I thought your thumbnail was wonderful.
That might be my best one ever.
It's up there.
It was
up
very
there.
Good. Okay, so then listen, I have quite a few comments making comments about that. Okay, I have positive comments, but I have quite a few comments like, love this.
Bring
Can't
it on.
Wait to see more, but please change the scenes transition thingy. The Scrap logo popping up every minute sucks ass. Which one of the team approved Bloody Ass Bandit?
Nobody.
That was GN GN Webster.
I don't know if this was intended. We were all like, hey, Dralius, can we see a cut of this, you know, maybe a day or so before it goes live? And it seemed kind of shifty. It was like, hey, maybe midnight, the night before it goes live.
Yeah, so I don't have to make any changes.
Hey, no, it wasn't that. It was my brain and just second-guessing everything. I wasn't liking it. Like, it was a new series to cut. It had a new vibe. It's the downtime in that series is a lot less entertaining than downtime on Ark. Or 7 days because of the random read that can happen. Scrap has a lot less of that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I know what you're
our
saying.
Banter is less. It's just a different environment. So I'm sorry. It took me forever that week,
Well, this is exactly the same as a Sea of Thieves or a Raft, really.
I totally disagree. Sea of Thieves has like these objectives and these like missions and all the little things that. This doesn't really have that, you know? It's kind of what you make of it.
Sneep's talking about how we shoot it, how we have to kind of go
in that way.
Like you go, when you find a point of interest, you go, this is interesting. Let's really focus on this moment. Like that's how we did Sea of Thieves.
Right. I'm just talking the gameplay and how. Anyway, carry on, Simon. I didn't mean to.
Well, listen, on what I did here is, so GN Webster said what I just read, so then. There were replies on it, so I grabbed some of those too. Like BM Tanok says, it was probably Dora or Ada's idea. I don't like it. I don't like it either, but I can get used to it.
Okay.
And then Ben Smith is like, yeah, it was kind of jarring and felt out of place. Enjoyed the first episode, but I hope they changed that. And
he talks like that
too.
I hope they changed it. And then Ada Hop chimed in and said, oh, God, why would you pin that on me?
Oh, Ada, always helping. What a sweetheart. Always there and
hey,
having my
the
back.
The first time that I saw the transition, like, okay, I can handle that.
Yeah.
But then it was like a steam train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there was another one.
Now, imagine watching another that old, one, like, Batman 1960 show. Mm-hmm. And there's one of those, but it happens every 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, hey, we got to go over here, Robin.
Yeah, but
what's up, Mayor?
But there wasn't a sound.
The Joker's at. It's like, okay, well, calm down. Let the scene fucking breathe.
There was a sound associated with the transition, Simon. You didn't
know there was,
it?
But it wasn't as jarring as.
Agreed.
Right.
Like, that's really in your face. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Me too. I'm aware.
So let's
next
go.
Time, add a.
Right.
Yeah. Make the logo spin and come at your face. Make it really obnoxious.
Yeah.
You're
gonna get
now,
star wipes real soon. You guys are getting star wipes.
I've got like another 15 comments on how it
Carry
did,
on.
People didn't like it. So stoked to finally be able to watch you all playing Survival. Strangest thing, though, that scene transition bothers me, though. I don't even understand why I don't like it.
This is going to be the whole podcast.
And that was Jace Machine Gaming. And then Jolly comes back with, dude, same. Can't put my finger on it. And then the Thumper 88's like, it's just not up to their standards. Anyone else have an issue with voice volume towards the beginning? Oh, agreed. Agreed, says REEI. That's it. I'm moving on to the next negative comment.
Well, why don't we talk about the thumbnail some more, maybe?
Talk about what? Talk about
that's a really good thumbnail.
Great thumbnail.
That's
a great thumbnail.
Fantastic
yeah,
really thumbnail. Thumbnail. From a distance, you could see it. It was like, man, that's like, that's five distinct characters. I love it.
Yeah, guys, I got to go.
Listen,
like, I've got
Jeffrey.
I got a spider.
Jeffrey Green is going to bring it all back. He says, I truly love you guys and appreciate every episode you put out. Even in my darkest times, you seem to bring out humor and joy I didn't know was in me. Thank you so much for what you do. Jeffrey Green, you rock. Jeffrey Green appreciated this episode, even with those weird transitions, Dora.
Well, the ones that happened a lot?
You didn't read the paragraph where he threw himself off the bridge because of the transition.
Oh, God. Is that what he did?
Goodbye, cruel world.
Goodbye.
It was a small bridge. One of those little Asian bridges you see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like tiny garden. Like
bonsai garden.
Yeah.
And Kiro Keitala says, I'm loving this series already. I can't wait to see the crazy shenanigans that will come. There was very, very much a lot of love for this for sure.
Yeah, and it's doing well numbers-wise.
Yeah.
I want to see more of it. And I want to play, like, personally, I want to play more of it.
The game is fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Like, learn your game is like, love this game. Can't wait to see more. Scrap Mechanic and Associates. I don't enjoy the transitions between the
signs. Oh, God. Fuck off. Who cares? All right.
Mulatto Rose says, love the music choices, guys, especially during the speed build. By the way, those transitions fucking blow.
I did like the music as well. You did. I like the vibe of that show.
So did I. I liked it, man. Actually, I got used to the transitions and I accepted it for what it was. And for me,
settled.
No. I mean, that sounds bad.
It's kind of like when you live near the train tracks,
yeah,
and you don't hear it after a while.
That's comforting you, actually.
Yeah. No,
it was the opposite direction.
I like the loud, blaring train running by my house at 3 a.m. every night. I got used to it.
When I say for what it was, I mean, I get why he did it. And I enjoyed the episode. I liked the last half of it more than the first half for sure, but
me
I thought
too.
It was a fun episode.
I might as well. This is a good opportunity to bring this up. It's going to be bi-weekly for now. I mean, now that we know that because it's me cutting it, it just works that way with our setup. But now that we know that the first one has got that attention, then there's going to be some more and we'll roll with that as long as we'll see what happens.
So in your next edit, do you see yourself, like, as much as I enjoyed watching the episode, I could see between, like, have the scenes go longer so that we have more space between those transitions?
I mean, that's what I kept second guessing and not liking. I was feeling the drag in the episode heavily, and it might have just been our moods
what
that
we
day.
Were,
we're humans, you
what
know
we
what I mean?
Saying.
Like, but it's the opening thing. It just, I probably went through about five different cuts, you know. And before I knew it, it was below 20 minutes. I was like, shit, okay, I guess that's just what happened. And you know, I'm going with the flow, yo.
Going with the flow, Beba.
Bye-bye. I like it. But yeah, I definitely want to play more of that game, and I want to give this series a chance.
Yeah, we'll be playing it soon. A few days, we'll get back in there.
I'm looking forward to it.
We have Nikoshimi Hisan.
Ripping on the transitions?
Actually, it just has to do with Thick. It says, I wonder what the record time is for Thick announcing that he's Thick 44 into an episode. And then beneath that, Breaking Normal Gaming says, I'll be honest, that is one of the things that I hate when watching. The rest is great, but that is just cringy for me. And then PMR says, "Aw, I love Thick's insecure bravado. Particularly when he's following it up by running away, making excuses for needing to reschedule." What? Go on.
Well, I'm saying you could compare it to, like, moving by a train track and then the train coming screaming by every night.
I've gotten used to it.
It's the same damn thing.
That's it.
I love it. Makes me happy.
Michael C. says it's pretty annoying too. And Martin Fovarg says,
oh my God,
44 thumbs up too. What?
I just had a fucking epiphany. I'm going to do my scrap survival transitions with, I'm thick 44. Like, that's going to be my transition.
Yeah. Oh, that's the noise.
No.
Let's double up on this shit.
Oh, we're going to go ahead and just drive the channel right into the ground.
Carry on.
Rachel Zachary, this is so much fun. Loving that everyone is working on different tasks than usual and going with their scrap strengths. Absro going with the build defense is perfect. Watching Neebs twitch about the farm is hilarious. A lot of people seem to enjoy that, Neebs. I didn't even notice it.
Twitch about the farm?
Yeah, apparently they...
Well, yeah, people... so, I mean, as soon as you showed up at the farm, you're like, shouldn't we do it this way? It
was like, yeah.
Really, I mean...
Yeah.
You got your stuff all spread out.
I know. Well, that's how, like, when you first approach that farm, that's how it's laid out.
Okay.
It's true.
Which, you're going to move from that farm anyway, so, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. It's hard to look at.
Rachel finishes with, keep it positive, and the fun transfers right on over. Can't wait for the next episode. Off I go to rewatch. So
what's fun about that game now is, like, yeah, like, nothing comes easy anymore. Whereas, like, you know, we're so used to playing in creative mode where we just have everything in our hands.
Yeah.
And I love that making a bearing is something kind of special.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Gotta get all this crap.
Like, wow, fuck, we got a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna come in handy.
A scrap
what
wheel.
What a letdown, though. Yeah. When you build your first car,
yeah.
It's easier to walk than to drive that thing.
I know.
So
we probably could have walked, but.
I know. Those wheels were a little bit too bad.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
it's hilarious.
That vehicle's going to become its own character.
Yeah.
Because of that, because it
what
becomes
what it's going to become will be great.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it becomes like this the thing that we use to transport stuff back and forth. Yeah, it's like we got to give this thing a name and personality.
Yeah,
like I'm looking forward to it.
So I've not watched further than like we've recorded. I see thumbnails pop up on my YouTube feed, and I'll see like images of stuff. I'm like, holy shit, what is that? Like things that are coming down the road, but I don't want to spoil it for me either. So I've been really good about not watching ahead at all, but seeing the thumbnails is keeping me very intrigued, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Like stuff I had no idea about.
My favorite thing about the show, I think, is Simon's haircut.
Oh my God, it's so great. It's so great. He's all frumpy and...
I like that. There was some love in the comments about my character's face. As soon as I saw it, I thought it looked like me.
Our character designs are perfect. That's why I love that thumbnail the most, because it says everything. If you know us, as a channel.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So,
I couldn't avoid that.
Yeah, that was nice. The road team says, this was the game. I always rolled my eyes when it was uploaded, but I was always in stitches by the end. Very glad it's back. So, listen, guys, if you're out there and you haven't watched Scrap before, man, this is way different. But it's fun. I'm looking forward to playing again and again.
It's a playground. It was a playground, like, for us. It was just a wide-open creative playground, especially in the God mode. Like, create whatever came in your little dumb brain, and we did it. Almost 100 episodes or more. I don't even know, but a lot. We played a lot.
Did that
a lot
for a while.
Of episodes. Yeah. Ronald Reagan actually was one that said Simon's avatar looks like some grade A nightmare fuel.
It's just that bowl cut, man, or whatever.
Yeah. It was the best decision.
It's just like,
ever.
It's like all your hair is long except for like the short bangs. It's just funny looking.
And thick. Yeah, you look like thick. Yeah,
well, I don't have a big bushy beard, but. I mean, I've got the scruff.
No, but you know, it's in the right direction.
Yeah.
I can't tell who you are, Drellis. Like, there's nothing there that says Drellis to me.
I wasn't.
Brown hair.
Yeah, it was just the dark hair thing. And I didn't really even think about it like you guys were thinking about it, but I think I could change it if you wanted. I don't know.
The haircut?
Yeah.
Because right now your hair is quite
my
bushy.
Hair is really similar to that, and my facial hair is getting there as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right now that's you.
I'm growing into that. You'll see.
I could only tell it was you by process of elimination.
That works. Good for you. Good job. You passed.
Good job. You did. You win. Yeah. You win. You win a muffin.
You did it.
Yep. I might be a detective soon.
There you go. The Scunjuso says, I need more of this just for Simon and Absro. Also, Simon actually has the right idea. It's easier to let yourself die of hunger and respawn once you have a bed. And I'm like, yeah, that is right. Like, of course, I didn't do it on purpose, but... Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you, does it? It doesn't negatively...
It doesn't. Who cares?
Playing the game, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, I'm fine.
That's kind of your same 7-day strategy.
Well, no, 7 days I don't usually starve. I just die stupidly. Like this, I will just gladly starve.
Okay, I like that's a feature with your character.
We don't want to hear it, though. We don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing episode 2. I know food was a big topic of
It's a huge thing in the beginning of the game, for sure. Before you start your farming.
Right. Oh. He let us have it on that.
Yeah. That's most survival games we play. Yeah, Simon's the guy that asks for food.
Episode 2 is going to be a grumpy episode, isn't it?
But I'm building.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
hate it.
I was helping with all of the stuff. Of course I should be getting food. I helped plant the food. I've been help maintaining the food. Why wouldn't I ask for food?
Well, no, we were drinking milk, and I was like, listen, I'm getting a lot from this milk. And you're like, you're getting a lot of milk from the milk? I'm not getting nothing from the milk.
Yeah.
I really wasn't. I was hardly getting anything from the milk.
Well, you don't get it as much as you do in the water category, but you get something. Like, after a few, you're safe again.
But Neeb says, it brings me up almost halfway. Where it brings me up like an eighth.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Now,
well,
either
I mean,
he's lying.
I mean, Dora has the footage, so.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right. And you should see
it feed.
You hear what he said. He goes, it goes up so much. And I'm like, it barely goes up for me. It goes up like one tenth.
It's the wonder drink.
We'll see. We'll see in that footage.
Yeah.
Let me see. I might be done.
Surely you can sneak in one more rip. You don't have to.
There's got
to
be at least 60 more comments.
Read some of the comments where they love the transitions.
There's none of them, probably.
Yeah.
Wait, let me write one real quick.
That was a strategy.
Cullen. Oh, wait a second. Did I read Bob Rashley?
I don't think so. You read the Rash.
Okay, didn't.
Man.
Good. All right, the wipe effect.
Rash man.
The wipe effect with this SM logo from scenes to scene is kind of off-putting. It pulls me out of what's going on. Love the scrap, though. Just hope you'd appreciate the feedback. And then Mild Mango says, sorry, it didn't directly cut off to the next scene. And you got to watch the big SM logo go down for the screen for that next, right? Whatever. So anyway, I love the channel, but I'm inclined to agree. The wipe isn't my favorite. JJ Tube's like, y'all are some picky ass people.
Ooh, JJ.
Storm Wolf says, I don't know. I thought it was kind of neat. Hey, we have Storm Wolf.
Yeah,
so he liked
Storm
it.
Wolf.
Hey, Storm Wolf.
Hey.
Okay, they're the guy. Colonel Grant says, I kind of got to agree with you on that. It's too abrupt and cuts the fluidity of the scene.
You're too abrupt.
And then Ranzera Strez finishes off with, it was kind of distracting. The end.
Yeah. All right. Great.
That's it.
Noted.
Now we can move on. But it was
message received.
Hey, listen, there was at least 40 or 50 more that I didn't pick, all right?
I know that. I know.
All right.
I pretend the comments section doesn't exist in that.
A lot of love.
No, it was fine.
Anyway, now we can move on.
This is awkward now.
Yeah.
Next subject.
I almost brought a tomato to work.
Really?
Okay.
They're cherry tomatoes, but man, they're growing like crazy.
They're
tasty.
I know
you guys are been wanting to know.
Okay. Were you going to bring them to share or just...
I was going
to
bring you one.
Okay.
Just cherry tomatoes?
I'm usually not a big tomato guy.
I'm glad I didn't because you wouldn't know any better.
Cherry?
I mean, I would try it.
Yeah.
Cherry tomato.
See, that's really... the starter tomato, Absro. Yeah. And then you move on to Roma. And you don't even have to move past Roma. Roma's nice because there's less slimy in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stop there, huh?
The slimy is what wigs me out about tomato. In the most part.
Yeah,
that's
my thing with tomato. It's a texture thing. I'm fine with tomato. I'll diced up, that all day.
But, get you some Roma on, man. You'd be happy in the Roma world, I promise.
I think the seeds, I think I saw something recently where people saying you really need to not eat the seeds. I found that interesting.
Why?
I don't know anything
about them.
Some crazy kook trying to say that it's bad for your belly.
I wish you would have done some research.
I discovered what mango mouth was last night.
Mango what?
Mango mouth.
What's that? Mango mouth, okay.
Okay, apparently mangoes, the skin of a mango has a very small amount of the same type of chemical that's in like poison oak, poison ivy, stuff like that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, if you eat the skin of a mango, there is a potential that you will break out.
Mm-mm.
and have what's called mango mouth.
Who eats mango skin?
My daughter, who's an idiot.
What?
Yeah. She tried a mango for the first time.
You're in charge of teaching her.
No, I wasn't. This was my wife. I'm blaming. This is solely on her. I'm backing off.
He doesn't deal with food there, Neebs. You know that.
Yeah, I don't deal with food.
Well, your daughter's got mango mouth?
Apparently she had a like very slight allergic reaction to the mango because when she got the mango, she thought it was like she's like, oh, I'll just bite into it.
Oh,
nope.
Like, nope, that's not how you do. So yeah, she bit into this thing, and then she comes up to us, she's like, My lips are numb, my tongue is tingling. And I'm like, really? What's going on? So obviously I just hopped online.
Who's watching her? Wasn't someone supposed to watch
Nobody.
Her?
Nobody. She got in the fridge. She's like, okay.
And just pulled a mango out and ate it?
You don't hover over an 11-year-old like a helicopter.
Your kid just goes, what is this? I'll eat it.
It's in the refrigerator. It's a fruit.
Yeah.
She wanted to try a mango, damn it.
If it was the first egg carton she saw, would she just eat that?
Probably. But she knows not. Listen, little girl can scramble some eggs. She's good at cooking eggs.
Neebs is reacting like she got into the gun cabinet or something.
Right.
She got into
the
fruit.
She opened the fridge and ate a mango.
If I saw a fruit that I'd never seen in my life, I would not just bite into it.
Right. I also don't know it's a fruit.
Can I eat this? How do you eat this?
Right. No, not my daughter.
You don't understand. You were really dumb when you were 11, though, man. You've said it. You were a dumbass kid. You were probably biting into the outside of a watermelon.
Yeah, no, listen. If I had never seen an avocado before and just saw one today, I would say, please show me how to eat this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's because the mango, it kind of like almost feels like a peach.
Did that put her off of mangoes now permanently?
No. Oh, good. She thought it was good. But yeah, I mean, her first bite, she even told us, like, oh, this is good. It's like, oh, no, you don't eat the skin. We told her, and she's like, oh, sorry. Then she peeled it, and she ate it. Oh, yeah, it's good. But then, a couple minutes later, tingly, whatever. But I got online. I got on Google, and I'm like, does mango cause an allergic reaction? And, yeah, mango mouth is a thing.
Is a thing.
That's going to end up being her nickname off the rest of her school career. Here comes old mango mouth.
M&M.
You know what? I might start calling her that just for fun.
That's her pro wrestling name.
We should all call her that every time we see her.
Yeah. Every time. What's up,
Mango
Mouth?
Let's go to her school and get that started there, too.
Yeah, good idea.
We're going to make Mango Mouth a thing.
What an interesting fruit. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's an aphrodisiac, too. Pretty sure.
Yeah, usually when I eat one, I get an erection.
Yep.
Well, hey, listen, this is a perfect time to talk about our sponsor.
Well, I did have one question. One question before sponsor.
Go ahead.
We got dick pills for a sponsor?
No.
What's your question?
Abstro. Can you cook an egg?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Because
That's the easiest damn thing on the planet.
Yeah. It's not as easy as a sandwich.
A fried egg. Do you cook a fried egg over easy?
No. I usually scramble.
Okay. So no fried.
You make it the easiest. Copy that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Make it the easiest. Yeah. Scramble egg. A little bit of salt. A little bit of pepper. Mm-hmm. Good to go.
A lot of shell.
Yes.
Tons of shell.
Loaded with shell.
Let nothing go to waste.
I really don't check.
His daughter ate the shell.
She loves it.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen up.
Sponsor.
Today we have a new Manscaped product alert.
Ooh.
Manscaped just released the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. It's time to keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as your clean-shaven pubes.
Well, looking is nice. I just don't want them there.
You're not going to style your nose hair?
No.
That's what it sounded like.
Who likes pulling hairs out of their nostrils?
I kind of do.
It is kind of satisfying. There's something satisfying about it.
Okay, we got to do the difference.
But he also likes,
hold on. I love the way this is going, but I hate redoing these things. So let's go back and let's talk about something bad.
Go back to the ear part. I don't like pulling ear hairs. It's disgusting.
You see people yanking their ear hair out?
Love
like
it.
With their
I love
fingers?
It.
You're insane.
I do. It's very satisfying.
I don't like it.
Oh, good. Let's do that.
Neebs doesn't like it. Go with
hold
that.
Hold on. Neebs.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me how you don't like to pull your nose hairs out?
Wow. We're at that stage in our friendship.
Yes, we are.
I don't like to pull any hairs out.
No.
To me, it hurts more.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's hard to grab a hair with your fingers, isn't it?
The Weed Whacker provides proprietary skin-safe technology to prevent nicks, snags, and tugs. It uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently countered design enhances the trimming experience, and it is waterproof. The Weed Whacker is the only hair trimmer on the market with the powerful and rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes of use. 90 minutes of just trimming that hair away.
In the pool.
Mm. You could trim in the pool.
That's awesome.
I know.
The filter's there to clean it up.
That's why the filter's there.
Exactly. You'll also get a replaceable blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. 79% of partners polled admitting that long nose hair is a major turnoff, so it's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine. Thank you, Manscaped, for keeping our pubes trimmed and hair in our holes looking nice. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NEEBS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code NEEBS. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds.
Rock and roll.
Yep.
I got an observation I've made for as long as I can remember. And when you see an older gentleman or whatever age, older than me at that time, with the danglies, the little tassels coming out the nose or the ear.
Right.
Sometimes I was always like, I'm never going to let that happen. I'm never going to be not aware enough or not give a fuck. Like, I don't want the streamers. No, I've been that way. I don't see myself ever going to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't care if there's tassels out my nose, danglers, you know? I always will care.
I want really long, curly eyebrows in my old age.
Eyebrows are a little bit different. I can accept the eyebrow thing, but when there's the hair coming out of the ears and stuff and the nose, like,
yeah,
it's just a different place for me.
It's different.
I don't know.
The nose thing is kind of gross because if you have long nose hair, chances are you also get boogers in there that kind of get dried up, and now you can see them all dried up in your long nose hair. And I go, that's gross.
A lot of possibilities. Your keys up in there. Yeah.
So,
Has anyone watched Ozark yet?
Oh, I was gonna.
No,
I forgot to.
I'm sorry. Okay. I got sucked into Waco. I'm watching that.
Ooh.
Anybody seen that yet?
No.
Half right, I assume.
No. But it seems pretty easy to start a cult, and I think we got a good start.
Yeah. We're on our way.
Yeah. I've been space
forcing Waco.
So yeah, carry on your Waco.
No, yeah, Waco's a good show. It's not really a show. It's a miniseries. It's got Michael Shannon. He plays like a FBI negotiator.
I love him. He's great.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Yeah, he was in Superman.
Okay.
Yep. Screaming.
We should do a trivia. I am so bad at celebrities right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you most of the names of celebrities right
me
now.
Me too. Always.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, okay. So that's a good reason for you to host it. I will be your co-host, and then you could talk to the people who do know stuff, because I don't know any names.
Celebrity
either.
Trivia. Like, who the fuck is this?
I'm out.
Yep.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
Mm-mm.
That'd be a great
show. Who's the girl
show.
That's in the new Star Wars movies?
I don't know.
The Jedi girl.
Rey.
Yeah, that's all Daisy Ridley.
Daisy Ridley.
Hmm.
There you go.
I'm pretty on the up and up with... I guess most celebrities, but probably not a lot of people on miniseries or TV series.
There's too many.
There are way too many.
Who's the guy that plays Venom?
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy? Yeah.
I knew that one.
Doing great.
Yep.
Well, he was in Mad Max, too. I've watched Mad Max way too many times.
So many times.
I love that movie,
too.
It's
a work of art.
I got to go back and watch that because I really didn't like it.
Just visually, and it's not like story-wise, but what an accomplishment with all the
practical. I love any movie like that just establishes a world that is just that fucking crazy and detailed.
And picture the logistics and the sand and your equipment and just, man,
it must have been a nightmare
reset,
to film.
It had to be.
It must have been a nightmare to film.
Mm-hmm. It's a great behind-the-scenes stuff on
that. Yeah. But what were you saying?
Oh, I've been watching Space Force. Steve Carell.
How's that?
Yeah, okay. I heard that was good.
It's like, so I've been avoiding series for a while because I didn't want to like really just get locked into one for whatever reason. I don't know. I'll watch a movie here and there. But Space Force, when that popped up and I was like ready to fold some laundry and I gave it a shot. It's exactly where I want to be right now in my headspace. You know what I mean? I think it's done well.
It's different.
There's a couple great, it's different. And it's, they insert the heart in there, but they're coming up with some good shit so far. I'm only five. I've watched the first five episodes. I think there's 10 episodes.
I think I've seen three, and I find it interesting. And he co-writes it
mm-hmm.
with Greg Daniels. Is that right?
Something like that.
I might be remembering that right. Yeah, it's interesting.
Malkovich.
Malkovich is great.
Is his right hand man, and he kind of represents.
Was it John Malkovich?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize he was in that. I love him.
They've
okay,
got a great. They've got a great thing together. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He represents. He's the scientist. He represents kind of like that portion of all this versus like governmental thinking.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So,
yeah.
Did anybody watch the NASA SpaceX launch?
I did.
The other
I did.
Day?
Mm-hmm.
I was. Yeah, they launched Bob and Doug up into space.
Yep.
So long, Bob and Doug.
And then, for me, I don't know about everybody else, but my favorite part was I wanted to see the Stage 1 rocket land.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. That's always
that
the best.
That is the most fun. God. So, it's weird. Like, watching the rocket take off anymore has no appeal. I want to see this fucker come back down the list.
I want to see both, but I definitely want to see Stage 1 land.
Yeah.
And they're cutting to the boat, and I think the boat's called... Of course, I Still Love You or something like that, isn't it? Which is a great name.
So something landed is what you're saying? I didn't know.
Yeah, so Stage 1 is supposed to land on a boat, and from the channel I was watching, I don't know if it was everybody else, they missed it.
Oh, they missed the
shot.
They missed the landing. I was about to say, they didn't miss
they missed
the rocket.
The shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're showing the boat, and it's not there, and they cut away, and they cut back, and then it's just there.
I don't think what I was watching, I didn't actually see
it. I didn't see
land.
It either.
I went back, and I watched it
Me
on
too.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Conspiracy?
Did
never happen?
I mean, just land.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it happen before. Yeah. It's pretty damn amazing.
It's impressive as hell.
So I thought that there was an explosion, but that was I didn't click on it. It was probably just something that was like...
That was in Space Force. That was in the first episode of Space Force. So.
No, I'm talking about real life.
I know. I'm kidding.
In the news articles, headlines, whatever, a couple days later, there was some sort of SpaceX explosion. Might have been some sort of test.
Yeah, I don't know what
that
was.
It wasn't related, I think, to the launch.
Something at the factory.
Yep.
It's uh-uh.
Things blow up when you do rockets.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Hey, there was something about, exciting. I saw something with Elon in the news saying that by 2021 maybe or 2022, they're going to be able to have a battery that can, I guess, guarantee 1,000,000 miles.
That's a long ways.
Yeah.
There's a big battery. Yeah, there's some scuttlebutt out there about this, the next level of his battery.
Kind of makes a car like that's insane for you to have.
Sell my oil stocks.
I mean, these next ones, the Cybertruck, Thick's favorite, and the Roadster 2, I think they both have like 500 mile charges or 500 mile batteries for a charge, which is like obviously it's a couple hundred more than mine. Like it's just going to that where you could drive across the country and who knows the next few years, 5 years without. Having to make a stop at all if you want. Like, it's getting that way. It's pretty nuts to think about.
That's awesome.
Now, when you purchase the Cybertruck, you get a free pair of high-water skinny jeans and man purse.
And a couple of neon lights.
I wasn't aware. And a mango.
Yeah. But there's no guarantee. Like, you guys don't get a warranty. Like, the battery doesn't have a warranty, though, does it? Or if it does, for how many miles? Because if they have a battery that's warranty is 1,000,000 miles... then it's going to be crazy. You go, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, like, I honestly don't know because I'm not that smart.
Yeah, okay. But I hope it goes to that. It'd be great because this whole buying fucking cars every 5 years because you're running them into the ground or you put on 30,000 miles, 40,000 miles a year, it's just too expensive. I just want to buy one car and have it for a while.
Well, do like Neebs does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've only had like 3 cars my entire life.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
You're good. You're good.
Why are you buying cars so often?
Well, I mean, I'm not buying them so often. I'm buying them every, 4 or 5 years. I think that's pretty common.
Is it?
Yeah, probably.
Probably pretty common.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that would be.
I'm sure
there's
an average
longer.
Out there.
I've gone longer times.
Seems wasteful.
Yeah, it probably is,
Well, when you're selling them to somebody else, all you're doing is just moving it along to somebody else that needed a car.
It's true.
It's not like you're fucking like driving it into the river.
Yeah. Goodbye.
You see?
Which you've done.
I hope you do okay.
It's a good run.
Like, yeah.
Well, you do, Simon. You leave cars randomly. And.
Well, I mean, when the engine blows up, I did that once, all right?
Yep.
It was one time.
Yeah, well, it happened once.
It did. Well, I was also freaking 17 and really dumb.
Yeah. I'm curious how long, like, these, because we don't really know, like, the end game of these, like Teslas, for example.
Right. Like most cars have a warranty, like a very obvious, is 3 years, 5 years, powertrain 100,000, powertrain lifetime.
We're not hearing about them go kaput. yet.
No.
You know?
Well, they're too new.
Well, I mean, but they're 6, 7 years old at this point.
That's true. That's true.
So.
I got to say, I love our, we've got a lot of electric tools around the house now.
Yeah.
And they're awesome. A blower, a weed eater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things.
Yeah. Having an electric blower is the best thing ever.
Yeah. Yep.
And even the chainsaw.
You got the Black and Decker? They Black and Decker?
Pretty good job.
No
way. Yeah,
Firestorm.
Got a bunch of batteries.
Firestorm series. Let's get that sponsor.
I still have a gas chainsaw.
Well, you have a gas toaster, don't you?
Yes.
For a bigger job, you want a gas chainsaw, but I haven't run into a situation yet where I needed a gas-powered chainsaw.
Nice.
I probably used it more when the hurricanes hit. Helping like neighbors, we would go around the neighborhood and just
especially your
anybody
area
had some
too.
Trees down, yeah, tons of trees. So we would just anybody that had like a tree down, we'd take care of it for them.
Well, if you're doing a trunk, you might need it, but for all the limbs, I haven't come across a limb that I couldn't handle with the electric.
Nice. I'd be curious to use one. I haven't used one yet.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
I'm sure they've come a long way too from when they were first putting those on the. On the market, like back when I was like doing construction right out of the Marine Corps and I was living with Simon, I had like a little Firestorm set up, but doing what I was doing, like hanging doors and doing the windows, they didn't last. It just was like, I don't know. I'm sure they're a lot better is my point.
Yeah.
Oh, those batteries, all grown up now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they're getting good. Getting better and better each year.
Did I ever tell you guys that, you know, cause you know, Tom, some mm-hmm. of you know Tom, his dad was a tree guy. If you've ever known tree people, like when I say tree people, like in the tree business.
Like
know?
Groot?
I just pictured Lord of the Rings. Like,
yeah. No, well, where I'm from.
My brain went to Keebler elves.
Yeah.
Just living in those little tree people. Yeah.
Like where I'm from, if you own a tree business or if you work for a tree business that comes in and chops down trees, they're known as being crazy people in the area that I'm from. I don't know if you guys have ever worked with or known people that work in this industry.
I haven't.
They're Mm-mm. fucking nuts, man. A lot of them are like, they're all like children that like to climb up on big trees and do very dangerous things.
That's kind of great.
They get paid for it, right? But it's really dangerous. So my friend's father did this. He had his own tree business for like 5 years, and he was certified fucking crazy. Nice guy, but he just really didn't give a fuck. And one time he was doing something and an accident happened when he had a chainsaw and he cut off 3/4 of his arm with a fucking chainsaw and had to bring himself down from like 40 feet up in a tree. And then he drove himself to the fucking hospital. He got sewed in and out. And then went back to work like a few days later. Yep. Yeah. And
Jesus.
And tore them all up and had to get restitched.
Oh my God.
Jesus, dude.
Crazy.
Save the arm though.
Arm's absolutely fine. He also cut off a couple of fingers and he was able to get them reattached too.
Like, why not, right?
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I guess once you do a couple of times, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It. Yeah.
They go right back on.
Take the piece into the hospital. They sew it right back on. Yeah. You get the feeling back after a little while. Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if you, say you and your buddy, your tree cutting down buddy up there in crazy ass New York, both cut your fingers off at the same time if you could put each other's fingers on.
I would think that you're,
we know.
You're, no, I would say no.
Your body would probably reject it. Yeah,
because you would think that you have to be a right donor, right? It probably needs to be specific.
I don't know how
to
thumbs work, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it might
know.
Reject a finger.
It might.
Hmm.
It'd be interesting to see.
Let's give it a shot at some point. We'll stream it.
Why not?
Well, yeah, they've done
Let's play Frankenstein.
They've done arm transplants.
Yeah.
And the people have to take drugs to keep their body from rejecting
it. That's like an arm. I guess it would probably be very much the same thing. You'd think there'd be a lot more connections to have, you know, hope to work. I don't know. I don't know how that shit works. Yeah. I'm not a
I didn't
neurologist
know they did arms,
or neurosurgeon.
Man. You're freaking me out now.
Mm-hmm. They've done an arm. I read about it years ago.
Arm transplant. Yeah, that's nuts.
Oh, fuck, man.
But yeah, that's the biggest problem is your body rejects it. If it's got to be a match, and then you got to still take medication.
Kind of why I brought up a finger, though. Like a finger you would think would be less I don't know, but I don't know. Maybe it's very much the same probability of no.
Now, brain transplant hasn't been successful yet, right?
No, but obviously
nothing I'm aware of.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's very complicated.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you'd be transferring over the thoughts of a person.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
you
they
would
hadn't
be
done that
it's
yet.
Like
of course
my,
they haven't done that.
Okay. My body is dying, but this guy over here whose brain got messed up and he died, we're just going to put it Yeah, we're going to put that in his body. I'll still be
Are
me,
but... Are we talking
but...
about this right now? Like, we think it might have happened and we didn't hear about
That's
it?
That's what he said, and I was like...
We're not saying kinda... that, right?
No. Right. That would probably be very big news.
It would be.
We understand the concept.
Yeah.
We've seen movies about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, is this what you're saying? Okay.
Have you guys seen Get Out?
Yes.
I haven't. Yes.
There you go. Yeah, it's like a documentary about
that
this very thing.
That happens in Get Out? Okay, spoiler alert.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that...
My bad. No, I just saying Get Out before I talk about the movie. That's what I was saying.
Get Out. Altered Carbon's kind of like that.
Okay.
These chips, they like store your brain, then you can put it to another body.
Okay.
Because there's a funny scene. Don't love the show, it's okay, but there's a scene where this lady wants to spend some time with her grandma, and there's a criminal who no one really cares about at that point.
Uh-huh.
And so she takes him and puts... her grandma into this like hardened criminal.
Okay.
And then he comes with her to like Christmas dinner, but it's grandma.
That's fun. That's a great idea. I always think of, I think it was RoboCop 2, where there's like the bad guy in that and they kill him, but then they take his brain out and they put it in another robot. Mm-hmm. But there's that shot, freaked me out when I was a kid. There's a shot where like they reveal it and it's like his brain and his eyeballs and his entire nervous system like sitting in a vat.
Yep, that's gross.
Yeah, yep. It was really gross. That image stuck with me.
There was an old movie, The Man with Two Brains, Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Like, that's a long time ago, but I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember there was something like that in there. But when Duralius mentioned Get Out, that movie should have been called Oh Hell No. The whole time I'm like, what? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Come on, man.
That was well made, though.
Hell no.
I enjoyed the hell out of that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, too.
I need to watch it. I still didn't see it.
I'd be curious.
It's a movie called Get Out. I'm waiting for it to come on like Netflix or something.
I enjoyed it. It's very well cast.
The cast was absolutely perfect.
Yeah. Who's the cast?
But they were perfect.
Catherine Keener is the mom.
Don't know who that
she
is.
Was in Being John Malkovich. That kind of put her on the map in a big way.
Okay.
She was really sassy, but you've seen her. And the guy, I forget his name, but his timing is he's
dude,
just
that son,
great.
That son was fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, it was just you'd have to see.
Yeah. Never seen him before, and I was like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You love it when you're seeing people that you don't know.
Apparently, that daughter, that girl, it was like her first big thing, and she was she had like that was some good shit. I'll be right back.
You don't really need big actors for a movie,
no,
do you?
No, of course not.
No, you don't.
You shouldn't.
Nope.
Definitely not.
You can get us. We do just fine.
Just good ones.
Yeah. People drop a lot of money, though, for a big-name actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get us for $200-$300.
That's it. Oftentimes, you hear that they don't pick people that people know because you don't want to be distracted. I don't want to be distracted by a face that I constantly think of as six other parts while they're playing something. I like seeing people that you don't know or people that you've only seen here or there.
I'm always distracted by John Goodman. Like, I can't get over the fact that he's like Roseanne.
Right. I hear you.
Like, so when I see him in a serious movie, I see sitcom. But he's a good actor.
Yeah,
he's
a good
actor.
I don't have that problem, but I see what you're talking about with him.
Yeah, I don't have that problem at all. It's like, okay, he's just playing this part now. It's an actor. It's like, oh, this guy's a good actor. And he's playing a part.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are almost distracting and being themselves, if that makes sense. Like they overact. Like Tom Cruise I never forget it's Tom Cruise. Other actors I know, and sometimes I'll forget that they are who they are, even though they're obviously very famous because I get lost in the story. Like Tom Cruise is always
Tom Cruise is like, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's been his success.
Yeah.
He found his lane and he has stayed in it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knows exactly who Tom Cruise is.
Now, wait a minute. Tom Cruise. He's got a movie coming up where they're going to go into space.
Yes.
And film in space.
Yep.
Man, he's got some good ideas.
He does now. He's crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's bold. Well, sometimes in a good way.
And some of the stunts, like this thing where he was hanging up the plane and he had the contacts in, like did like a real stunt, it draws publicity.
Yeah. And it also elevates the movie. Like, it's fun to see that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
if you
fun to
go to
the
movies,
movie. And, yeah, those Mission Impossibles, like that one where he was like dangling off the tallest building in Dubai.
Yeah.
It was incredible. The footage looked amazing.
It did.
Like, I don't know what movie it is, but if I'm knowing they're actually shooting in space, I want
to. It makes you want to see it a little more. Like, okay, of that's course. Interesting. They actually went to space to film it. Makes it easier to do the zero G screens, don't it?
Well, there you go, Tom Cruise.
He's going to be okay.
I think he is.
I'm not worried about Tom. Yeah. I'm not worried about Tom. Yeah. Tom's going to be just fine.
Yep.
Yeah, he turned it around.
I hope he put a little bit away, you know, just.
Yep. He invested in mangoes.
He can't do this too much longer.
He's had a good run.
Actually, he can. I think that it's kind of scary because he's got to be like 60.
He's aged well. He's got that like tiny person. Not like he's tiny, but like I feel like, hey, this is a good thing, Vic. Like I feel like shorter, smaller people age, but like you know can potentially tinier features.
Smaller dogs live longer than big dogs.
Yeah.
Things like that kind of. I don't know if that's true, but
I'm like 4 inches taller
than
short, Tom.
She's aging pretty horribly.
All right.
I wasn't comparing you. I was kidding.
I was going to say, yeah.
I was kidding.
Hold on. Hey, Siri, how old is Tom Cruise?
Cameron Tom is 24 years
God damn it, not Cameron Tom.
Who the fuck is Cameron Tom?
What's this, the phone book?
Why would you ask Siri that?
Hey, Siri, how old is Tom Cruise?
Cameron Tom is 24.
God, I don't care about the New Orleans Saints guy. Wow, Siri's an idiot.
Alexa. How old is Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise is 57 years old.
57.
57, wow. Yeah. Alexa
57,
so
yeah.
Much
Google,
better.
Yeah, Google says 57. Wow. All right. So Siri sucks. Alexa wins that one.
Okay.
There you go.
Kind of want to do another amazing. One now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Do another one.
Right, one more.
Go ahead and name the celebrity.
I don't know many celebrities.
God, there was.
How old's Malkovich? I'm curious.
Okay.
Hey, Siri. Malkovich.
Malkovich is 68.
God damn it. We were doing this thing back and forth.
It's my guess.
Oh.
We're not guessing. All right, Dick.
Okay.
Ask Siri.
Siri heard me just swear up and down. Okay. So hold on.
Alexa, how
old
is John Malkovich?
God damn it.
John Malkovich is 66 years old.
66. Go fuck yourself, Siri.
You gotta be quick, Thick.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All right, let's see if Siri can do it.
Go.
Hey Siri, how old is John Malkovich?
Is 66 years old.
John Malkovich.
She takes a break too.
Yeah.
She has to think.
Wait, did she say 66?
Yeah.
I thought Alexa said 67. Did I get that?
No, Tom Cruise was 67.
57.
Tom Cruise was 57.
Do it again. Simon, do it again.
Tom Cruise is almost
Alexa,
70.
Alexa, how old is John Malkovich?
Oops.
John Malkovich is 66 years old.
See,
yeah, okay, yeah, she did say 66. Okay. It was hard to hear through the headset. Right. Yeah, okay. Right. Gotcha. All right. Okay. So it's a tie. It's
fun
a tie.
Fun with Siri and Alexa, the new
God,
series.
We should.
We're setting off everybody's devices. Everybody's pissed at us.
Yep.
Hey, Alexa, play Despacito.
It's been a while. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We should just call
Alexa, play Foo Fighters.
Hey. All right. Well, on that, we're going.
Yeah, we are.
Have a great day. Stay safe and, you know, just be fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, baby.
Sound
that's
advice. It. Yeah, love you. Thanks, guys.
Bye.